and caregivers of children, how are you guys doing out there? Last month, Education Week asked parents and kids to interview each other about what it's like to spend 24 hours a day together.
How are you feeling today, Mom?
Feeling a little stressed out. Things are kind of crazy, and I'm trying to keep a schedule, but you guys don't really make it that easy.
Definitely overwhelming a little bit. There's a lot more energy in the house, a lot more mess in the house, and a lot more demands on mommy's time.
What's happening with the economy and the lack of a steady paycheck kind of makes me feel a little bit anxious.
So many of us are balancing work, home life, and online school with the kids. And for a lot of us, all of this is happening at the same time. Well, Shauna Lee, an associate professor at the University of Michigan School of Social Work, has been studying what so many of us are dealing with, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So your research found something that is likely not surprising to many folks out there. 52% of parents say financial stress is interfering with their parenting. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we did a survey of American parents about how they were adapting to the pandemic right after schools closed, about 2 weeks after the World Health Organization declared the pandemic, and asked parents about what was happening in their household. As you said, over half of parents were concerned about bills and worried that money would run out and that those financial concerns and social isolation were getting in the way of their parenting. Mm-hmm. Parents said that they were spending more time with their kids and felt actually closer and warmer to them than normal. Mm. But at the same time, parents also said that they were using discipline more frequently. 25% of parents said they were having more conflicts in the past 2 weeks.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about that conflict. So your study also reveals that about a quarter of parents said they have screamed, yelled, or shouted at their kids more often. About 5% in your research are actually spanking more often. This is really difficult because parents are stressed. Kids are stressed. You're a parent. You have a one-year-old and a seven-year-old. What are some suggestions that you have in navigating this?
Right. No doubt it's a very difficult time. Well, some suggestions that it can be useful for kids of all ages is taking the time to give them attention, which is, of course, easier said than done since we're all, many of us at least, are trying to also work from home. So making some time and space to give children concentrated attention, even in small doses of 5 to 10 minutes throughout the day, can help them kind of recalibrate. You know, it won't work necessarily so well with very young children, like 1, 2, and 3 year olds who just can't really keep themselves entertained. But older children really benefit from knowing that you're there, even if you're engaged in other activities and your attention is not fully on them at that moment. I think it's important to recognize and validate how this has disrupted their life and how stressful it might be for them to be apart from their friends, missing school, and having such major disruptions to their routines.
Yeah, you know, which makes me think about maybe some of the behavioral changes that we should be looking out for and how parents can really effectively address them, those behavioral changes that you're seeing in your children who are exhibiting stress.
Absolutely. I think you would expect to see, in some ways, behaviors that adults might have as well. Fearfulness, trouble sleeping, small children might feel clingy, excessively sad, or even acting out behaviors for some children. So maybe more temper tantrums or a little bit of hyperactivity, trouble focusing. Mm-hmm. Those types of behaviors are quite common in children. And if they persist for a long period of time or seem abnormally high, it might mean that your child's having a hard time managing their feelings during this pandemic.
Yeah. You have a prediction that once school is back in session, educators will need to have systems in place to address the social emotional backsliding as well as academic. Can you explain?
Yes, I think that most families are going to adapt to this enormously stressful time, and most kids are probably going to be okay in the long run. But a lot of kids are experiencing major disruptions. Their parents have experienced job loss. They may not have enough money to buy food. Interpersonal violence seems to be on the rise, and many experts are concerned also about child maltreatment, child abuse and neglect increasing. So when kids get back to school, my hope is that school professionals will be able to provide trauma-informed services and care to kids in school to help kids who have been traumatized by this event address their feelings and hopefully improve their functioning in the school setting. There are some really great evidence-based models for trauma-informed care in school settings.
Yeah. You know, this pandemic is really revealing just how much our culture and society is not structured for families to be around each other all of this time, and managing home life and work being more nimble to being at home. Do you think that this crisis will change our attitudes about parenting and structured support for working families?
I really hope so. I hope that the pandemic is the beginning of a national conversation about how to support working families and creating more flexible workplaces, family leave policies for all workers when kids and family members are sick, better support for childcare, universal access to childcare, and maybe even the kind of income supports that will benefit low-income parents, like a universal basic income for children. So we know low-income parents are struggling, especially during this pandemic, and are likely to be affected disproportionately. And those kids are really getting left behind by our social safety net. So my hope is that this is an opportunity to have that conversation and hopefully put better practices into place for working families and their children.
That's Shauna Lee. She's an associate professor at the University of Michigan School of Social Work. And we'll link you to her study on stress and parenting and her tips on navigating all of this during this coronavirus pandemic at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, Shauna, for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you're caring for children right now, we'd like to hear about your experience. Share your thoughts with us at hereandnow.org.